From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Edson. Back in March, we were about to bring you a project we've been working on for years called American Rehab. Our reporters had been investigating a dark corner of the rehab industry, but just before we were about to launch, another public health emergency reshaped all of our lives. We shifted gears to cover the coronavirus outbreak. All the while, we continued reporting on the opioid epidemic, which has gotten even worse during the pandemic, with dozens of states reporting a spike in overdoses. Today, we bring you that story, which we're going to tell you over the next 6 weeks. We start back in 2019 with a woman named Penny Rawlings. She just had a long, sleepless night.
Well, I threw up till about 5 o'clock in the morning, cried. My husband tried to calm me down, tried to get me to go to bed. I finally fell asleep about 5:30 and I got up at 8.
Penny was not sick with a bug. She was sick because she had just read a story that made her physically ill with a combination of fear and guilt. And she needed to contact the reporter.
I was like, I got to get a hold of this lady. I got to tell her that she's on the right track, that this isn't right. People need to know about this.
The lady Penny was trying to reach was my colleague, Reveal reporter Shoshana Walter, who we all call Sho. Eventually, Penny found Sho on Twitter, and they got on the phone.
And it was your article.
Wow.
I mean, I thought my knees were going to buckle underneath me when I started reading that.
Sho's story was about a drug rehabilitation center called Centacor, a place Penny had just sent her brother Tim Rowe.
Could you tell me, like, what happened? Okay, so I'm 51. My brother's 46. He is skilled trades, had a good job, owns his own home, cars, boats, motorcycle, you know.
Penny and her brother Tim live in Dayton, Ohio. They grew up right outside the city.
If you watch the news, Dayton, Ohio is pretty much the meth and heroin capital right now. It's really bad here.
Tim used to have a good job, fixing up gigantic printing presses, and he used to live with his wife and three kids. Then, in 2010, he had surgery on his knee and his foot. His doctor prescribed pain pills afterwards. When those ran out, he turned to heroin.
He overdosed 5 times, I found out. Two of them died. And they brought
him back. Two of them, he died?
They brought him back with Narcan.
Narcan, the overdose reversal drug. Penny wanted to save Tim. She tried to be there for his kids and his wife. She found him an attorney. She answered his late-night calls. But she'd reached her limit.
I had pretty much cut my brother out of my life 3 years ago. And we were very close. And I told him, if you don't get clean, I will not help you anymore. I'm done. And I said, do not come to my house unless you're going to knock on the door and say, I need help.